The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
So dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So welcome to our last talk about the transition. So alhamdulillah, Allah has given us the tawfiq to be discussing the akhirah and readying ourselves for that eventual journey that we're going to make. So what we were talking about was the akhirah, the barzakh. And why it is, actually we're talking about the mercy of the barzakh. Why it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have the barzakh for us. What are the benefits in the barzakh for the mu'mineen? I mentioned some of them the other day. One of them I just want to remind us about was the idea of that sadaqah which is jariyah, continuous sadaqah. If you and I can do something that continues after us, for instance, let's say we're involved in Islamic media work that continues after us, a building which is people who are going to be worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's another one, right? A book. Maybe we can be involved in writing a book. Training students. We talked about the idea that human resources, human beings, are more valuable than anything. That was the true miracle of the Anbiya. So maybe we could try and do all of them to cover our bases. This is also another beautiful... There's a verse of the Quran where Allah says this in the Quran. Surah Baqarah 274. Allah says this. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ Those who spend their wealth بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ At night and during the day. سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً Secretly and openly. They say this verse was revealed about Imam Ali. He covered his bases. He had 4 dirhams. The Imam gave one of them in the day, one of them at night, one of them secretly, one of them openly. The idea of covering our bases. So you and I, if there's anything we could be doing to have a sadaqah jariyah so that we're still have that, we're reaping those residual effects of our iman, even once we've left this world, then we definitely want to do that. Another thing that's mentioned in the ahadith about the barakah and the mercy of the barzakh is that for some of the believers who haven't done enough, because Tawbah fixes everything. But let's say someone hadn't done enough. Sometimes the grave and that time in the grave acts as a kafara. Because Allah doesn't want the believer to go to hell. Al-maut kafaratun lidhunubil mu'mineen. Death acts as a kafara for the sins of the believers. Of course, the idea would be to make Tawbah and not have to face that. But there's something else that I found that's interesting, mentioned by some of the ulama. What they say is this, that time that we spend in the barzakh prepares us to experience Allah's best in the hereafter. And this way, that the blessings in the hereafter are too intense for us in this human form to be able to bear. Both the torments for those who are militant about disobeying Allah. We have in the hadith that once Angel Jibreel was mentioning, because you know we have verses in the Quran about those chains that the inhabitants of hell will be chained with. Angel Jibreel told the Prophet this. He says that if one of those, one link of that chain was to come here into this world, لَذَابَتِ الدُّنْيَا مِنْ حَرِّهَا The dull dunya would melt from the heat of one link of that chain. So both the torments are too intense, but also the blessings, they're very, very intense. What some of the scholars say is this, that going through this period in the barzakh, where we're able to experience some of the joys, and we're able to get ready for those joys that Allah has for us, that That's another one of the blessings of the barzakh. I'll give you some examples. Once Angel Jibreel asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for permission to discover how vast paradise is. How vast is paradise? And Allah gave him permission. Angel Jibreel started flying, and he flew for 30,000 years till finally he got exhausted. And then he asked Allah, he said, I'm exhausted, I need more strength. And Allah gave him double his original strength. Again, the angel flew for 30,000 years. And again, the same thing happened. Again, Allah gave him strength. Finally, the angel asked, he wanted to know, have I made it? Is it the end? And one of the Hurul'een said that, Angel Jibreel, don't tire yourself. This is a waste of time. All this time that you've been flying, you haven't crossed the property of one of the mu'mineen. It's mentioned in a hadith that if the clothing of the inhabitants of paradise were to be put here in this world, the clothing, لَوْ أَنَّ ثَوْبًا مِنْ ثِيَابِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, just the clothing from the children, from the people of paradise, if that was to be brought here in the dunya, the people would faint from looking at it. And then, of course, no matter what we've heard, that's nothing compared to what Allah really has over there. Allah says in that one hadith Qudsi, "Adadtu li'ibadi, I have prepared for my servants ma la 'aynun ra'at wa la udhunun sami'at wa la khatara biqalbi bashar." The things that I have ready for you on the hereafter, those blessings that I have for my righteous servants, he says, are things that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and has never crossed human imagination. So the thing is, brothers and sisters, it's like Imam Ali says, the time now, the Imam says this, the rest of your life is priceless. Let's take advantage of now. Nabi Isa, his mother passed, and Nabi Isa buried his mother. And when he saw his mother in the barzakh, and she had the state that she had, it's mentioned, what a wonderful state. I mean, remember, she's the best of the women at her time. Her state in the barzakh, he asked her, he said, is there any desires that you have left? I mean, you had a son like Isa, you were the best of the women of the world, Allah gave you the virgin birth. She said, yes, I wish, even though she had been on the other side, I wish I could come back to this world and to fast on those long summer days, those hot days, and to stay awake at night on cold winter nights. Because she knew the value of what she was doing. The thing is, you and I, we're not going to get a second chance at life. The idea is to use it right now, to try our best to benefit. How rare is it that somebody, and again, this lets you know, I mean, the story that I want to share with you, lets you know the station of the Ahlul Bayt, but how rare is it that somebody can get a second chance? For you and I, we have to take advantage of now. And by the way, nobody should doubt that the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, can give life. That they can bring people back to life. Because Isa in the Quran, he was able to bring the dead back to life. Sayyid Fatima Niyah was saying that once he went to Austria, and when he gave a speech in Austria, one of our Sunni brothers was participating, or came after, and he said that, why is it that you say that the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, are higher than the Anbiya? He said, actually, you say the same thing. It's mentioned in reliable books, reliable ahadith. This is the one that I'm going to mention, that he mentioned, that our Prophet said, Atani malakun, an angel came to me. Faqala ya Muhammad. The angel said, O Muhammad, Salman arsalna qablaka min rusulina ala ma bu'ithu. Ask those messengers who've come before you, what was the condition for them to be sent? What was the condition? And the Prophet asked, the response was, عَلَى وِلَايَتِكَ وَوِلَايَةِ عَلِي ibn Abi Talib. The wilaya of Rasulullah and the wilaya of the... Otherwise, they don't even get a chance to be prophets. So our imams are higher than them, and this is mentioned in another book.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adim Alimun Halim Hakimun Matim قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.